What up, Bears fans? Too much talk this week, too much thinking this week, too much legitimate Bears football going on. I gotta get some midweek thoughts in here. Forget about what happened at Detroit on Sunday for now. Look at what we got coming, man. Going to Cleveland, going to Ohio, we're playing the Browns. Big dog Brown defense. Joe Flacco, surprise his ass isn't in the grave at this point, to be honest. The guy's what, like 40 years old or some shit? Good Lord, baby. Bless up and pray for the Bears, man, because we're going to need it. We're going to need it. Our offense, man, if we look better than we did against the Vikings the second game we played them, man, I'll be shocked. Defense has got a chance to keep Flacco under wraps. Not too worried about that, but, man, our offense is going to have to score touchdowns. Getsy's going to have to put together a playbook that's actually going to fucking work. For Christ's sake, we got to establish a running game, a legitimate running game. None of that Justin Fields design crap. I want to see some legitimate run football. I want to see in between the tackles. I want to see sweeps along the side. I want to see draw plays. I want to see the RPOs, and I want to see him get the ball. Fields can do his running around when he doesn't know what he's doing, dance around in the backfield. If he wants to run for a first down on third down on some busted play, great. I'll take it. But I want to see a legitimate running game this week designed by Luke Getsy. And, of course, we need to get DJ Moore the fucking football. Target that asshole more. You know how much opportunity that opens up for the other guys? When DJ Moore's putting in work, you get the ball in that guy's hands, man, they'll be covering his ass. You leave Mooney open. You leave Komet open. Tyler Scott. Fuck Velus Jones. I don't want to see that asshole. I mean, the works. Fuck Mercedes Lewis. Got a catch the other week. I mean, fuck, throw that guy the ball. He knows what he's doing. If Flacco's out there at 40 years old playing, goddamn, I want to see Mercedes Lewis out there 40 years old kicking his ass. But it's all been more, I mean, minus the whole playoff possibility and the whole Justin Fields talk and all the draft nonsense. Man, it's been a lot of chit-chat this week, which is good, which is fine. Bears fans are feeling good. They're feeling like they've got some kind of hope, even though the future is so unpredictable at this point. I mean, you got a good-looking defense. You know, you keep your core guys in there and fucking pay up. I mean, you know, you're going to have a good defense for a couple of years. We got young guys. We got guys under contract. I mean, the defense is going to be solid. But y'all heard the other day how I was talking about Eberflus's game management and how much it concerns me. And y'all know how I feel about Justin Fields as well. And when we were walking back to the car after the game on Sunday against the Lions, I was talking to my dad. You know, we were just talking Flus and whatever else and getting pissed off. And who was it the other night I was listening to? This guy actually had his head screwed on straight. Some reporter for the Chicago Tribune. He's not smoking the drapes. He's not drinking the Kool-Aid when it comes to Justin Fields and Eberflus. The guy's got his head screwed on straight, strictly business when it comes to those guys. And he had some really good words to say. I can't remember his name, but if you follow the Tribune at all, he's probably the regular Bears reporter, whoever that is for the Chicago Tribune. That guy knows what he's talking about. And he doesn't have any biases when it comes to the Bears, man. He's looking at it strictly business, which I like to hear. Go listen to that guy. Go look him up. Don't know his name. He works for the Tribune. He was on some podcasts or whatever the other day. Whoop-de-doo. Check that guy out. He knows what he's talking about. I was talking to my dad, though, on the way back. And we were talking Flus and Fields and whatever. And I tweeted this out the other night. It's really got me bothered here because everyone's yearning for the Bears to be some kind of championship team. And you know I'm right there with them. I want to see the Bears whooping ass. But what I don't want to see, and what I think I'll see with this current management, if we end up winning out and whatever, I mean, forget the draft and whatever else. I mean, hopefully Poles has got his head screwed on straight like this guy at the Tribune. I think that with Justin Fields and Matt Eberflus, there is a chance of winning one-off championship or a couple of playoff games here or there. But I'm sorry, I don't see that guy being any kind of perennial championship leadership for the Chicago Bears. He's just not the guy. And, I mean, I don't want to talk about too much about other coaches and possibilities to get coaches. But if Harbaugh is going to be up and done with Michigan and open to a NFL head coaching job again, I don't want the Bears to miss out on it again. I don't remember if it was after Lovie Smith or after we got rid of Mark Trestman, but Harbaugh was in the market for an NFL coaching job, and we missed out on it. I don't know if he just didn't want to come to the Bears. I think maybe that's when he went to the Niners or something. I don't know. I don't follow anybody else too much. It's the Bears. Bears or die, baby. But we missed out on Harbaugh. And Harbaugh has been proven in the NFL and the head coaching game all over the U.S. has been proven to be a championship leader. And I think the Bears could win a hell of a lot more playoff games, be way more competitive in championships and Super Bowls with a leader like Harbaugh. I mean, not only is he just a great head coach, statistically and otherwise, I mean, I don't fuck this cheating bullshit. I don't follow any of that either. Who cares? I mean, honestly, who really cares about some sign stealing or whatever in college? Everyone does that shit to a degree. They're standing on the other side of the field making signs. Of course, people are going to look at it and try and decipher that shit. Was it a little more malicious than that? Probably. I don't know. I don't know what the evidence is. I didn't look anything into it. But he's an OG Bear, man. Quarterback for the Chicago Bears. What was it, in the 90s or some shit? I mean, the guy knows what it means to be a Chicago Bear. He's a great head coach, and he will definitely want to beat the Green Bay Packers. That's for fucking sure. Eberflus doesn't seem to give half of a shit. It's just another game. Every game is just another game. Take it week by week. It's not just another game when you're playing the Green Bay Packers. It's not just another game when you play any of your other division rivals in the fucking Vikings or the Detroit Lions. They're not just other games. Those are the games that mean the most when you're the Chicago Bears, especially against the Green Bay Packers. And Harbaugh will carry that mentality for the team. So I'd love to pick that guy up. But even if it's not Harbaugh, I want the Bears to be perennial winners. I want to look like the Patriots in the 2000s. I want to look like the Chiefs over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, where they're getting into the playoffs basically almost every year. And they are kicking everybody's ass all season long, making it to the playoffs, getting to the championship games, making a name for themselves. So that it doesn't matter what, if it's a new season, if it's whatever. I mean, they look like shit this year, but it's still the Chiefs. Everyone knows. I mean, they've got Patrick Mahomes and whatever. But their leadership there, minus Matt Nagy, is championship leadership. And regardless of who they have on the field with Patrick Mahomes, and I don't want to get too much into the quarterback stuff. I mean, it's all about your coaching. Yeah, Fields, whatever. You're not gonna win championship and get into the playoffs perennially with Justin Fields at quarterback. I do not believe, especially with this coaching staff that we have. But man, I want to be great all the time. I want to be the monsters of the midway. I want to be at the top of the NFC North every fucking season, not just once here or there. You know, maybe getting to a championship game every other 15, 20 years. You know, maybe winning a Super Bowl on an off chance, once in a blue moon. That's not what I want. I want the Bears to kick ass all the time. And we are not going to get that with Eberflus, Fields, Getsy. Honestly, any of the training staff, the other coaches, you know, the safeties coaches, the defensive coaches, the offensive coaches, the specialized coach positions. None of these people are going to lead us to perennial championships. And that's just the truth. And anyone who thinks otherwise is, I don't know what they're smoking, but give me some of it, because maybe I'll be able to tolerate a little bit more Bears football for the rest of my life. We got to do something better. And as a Bears fan, I want the Bears to win every game, every week, as I've been saying. So do I want the Bears to lose over the next couple of weeks? Absolutely not. I want the Bears to win out, potentially have a chance at making the playoff game, kick ass up at Lambeau, knock those assholes out of the playoffs if they don't do it to themselves before then. Playoff berth or not, I want us to win all the way out. But goddamn, does that really concern me when it comes to actually keeping Eberflus or Justin Fields around? And my uncle was saying it just the other night, man. We've seen this story. We've seen this shit happen already. We kept Nagy around for the extra season. We kept Trubisky around. And what did we get? Absolutely nothing. Again, it's like, all right, well, they've done enough, you know, to give themselves another chance. You know, the next season, we'll keep them around one more year because they've done enough that, you know, we could keep them for another season. And how well did that work out? And, you know, I mean, Fields ain't Trubisky and Flus ain't Nagy. But goddamn, are they pretty much on par with each other as far as I'm concerned. And I don't want to see that story again. I do not want to see those guys here next year. Unless we draft the quarterback and have them sit underneath Fields or battle it out, you know, for the starting position. Fine, whatever. Jesus Christ. But I want the Bears to be champion, a championship contender every single season. And I want the leadership that's going to be able to do it. So regardless, it's just a quick update. I'm thinking Bears today. We're ripping it up to Hallis Hall this evening for a dinner, whatever, with Peanut Tillman. We'll see if we can get a couple of words out of him to throw in for you Bears fans tonight. But it's going to be good to spend some time with a real Bear. Last time we were up at Hallis Hall, I didn't sniff any brain cells in the whole entire place. But at least today, we're going to have a solid family man and a legendary Hall of Famer caliber cornerback in Charles Peanut Tillman. It'll be good to hang out with the guy, see what he's got to say these days. Hopefully his family's doing good. Hopefully he's vibing on the Bears. I got to figure out if he actually works for the FBI or some shit. Because when that whole defensive coordinator situation came out with, I don't remember the guy's name, but when we fired that defensive coordinator or whatever, I saw some shit. It's like, well, we got to get Peanut to tell us because he works for the FBI or the CIA or some shit. And I think I looked it up after that, and there was some report somewhere that said that he did. So I'll have to ask him what his work life is like these days, if he's actually working for the FBI or something. That'd be fucking hilarious. Especially with all this injury nonsense. I mean, I don't know how many brain cells there are in the government agencies these days either. But, I mean, if you're supposedly getting your head knocked off and getting your brain all fucked from playing football for any amount of time, it would be an interesting story to see Peanut Tillman, who did plenty of head knocking and bashing and fucking guys up, as well as himself, you know, working for a government agency at whatever level. I mean, shit, maybe he's just a bodyguard or something. Who knows? But we'll get the good word tonight. We're going to keep the old styles flowing, keep the stogies lit, hope for the best this upcoming week with the Browns. Win or lose, we're going to have more intel for you, and we'll definitely have a hell of a lot more bitching. Bear down.